Welcome back to another Pastoral Care Ministry Team podcast. I'm your host today, Pastor Blake, joined with Donald Henry.
Thanks for having me, Pastor Blake.
Man, so excited about talking about creating goals in our sessions. I like to have a plan. I like to know what the next step is. So can you give us some tips, and can you tell us why creating goals are so important in our sessions?
Absolutely. I know that we talked earlier about in Habakkuk, God says that without a vision, a people perish. And you and I talked earlier about the importance of pastor care ministries is to make sure that we have a full understanding of what's going on.
Exactly.
But then God tells us, when you have a vision, to write it down and make it plain.
Once
we gather an understanding of the particular challenges that the person in front of us are having, then we want to write it down. And so it's important, not only do we want to write it down, but we also want to include them into the goal setting.
Right.
Because
so you're saying there's a time where people are just going to just share, but then there needs to transition to a place of, okay, now that we've allowed you to share, now let's create some goals to see progress, where we're headed, and then you can get a plan of how to get there.
Absolutely. This is what I understand your challenge to be. So you give them back that feedback. And that's important because, you know, in Amos it says, how can two walk together unless they agree? So
right.
I'm giving it back to them to see if they're in agreement and then see if I understood what the particular challenge is. And so once you get that agreement, you can move forward.
That's good. So why should we create goals? Can you give us some advantages to creating goals in our sessions?
Yes. A part of creating goals, it brings order and structure to the session. It brings order and structure to the conversation. Over the period of time in that relationship as well. It serves Pastor Blake as a compass or blueprint as to where you're going and where you want to go.
I wish I'd have known this sooner. I've had sessions where I felt like we were just circling the wagon and not really going anywhere, and I didn't leave confident that we really accomplished anything. I wish I would have maybe had some goals in those sessions. This is good.
So, and number two, it helps keep the conversation centered on the challenge. We were talking earlier, you were sharing with me some of the challenges you have about clients that come in for the first time, they're just all over the place. You're not really being able to understand what the particular problem is, or they have so many. And so having goals helps them to prioritize and helps you to prioritize one challenge at a time.
Right.
We're going to work with one challenge at a time.
And I can see how this would keep the conversation on track because we all like to chase rabbits. And it would help us to say, wait, now let's get back.
Right.
Let's get back to you. Let's talk about this. So it keeps that conversation centered on one challenge at a time.
And that's the order. God wants things in decency and in order. And so it is very important. Number three is helping them to prioritize their challenge. I just shared that earlier, that and all of the goals, you know, which ones is it important to address first?
Okay.
An example is you have someone come in, they have substance abuse issues, they're actively using, and yet they want a job as well, they're unemployed. So which one would you address first? They both are important, they brought it up in the session, but of course you recognize that until he gets his act together, until he gets clean,
right,
a job is secondary at that point because he's not going to be able to keep a job.
Right.
Because he's actively using.
Now, do you always prioritize which challenges you're going to address first, or do you sometimes allow the people to tell you what they feel is important?
Well, as I said earlier, they are a part of a treatment. And so you don't want to give them a buy-in as to what are some of the issues.
Okay.
But here again, they're there to seek advice.
Okay.
That's good. So we want to share with them and give recommendations as to what we think they should address first. We only give them recommendations. So you're absolutely right. It's not like we're going to force them to do anything.
That's good. So creating goals, it brings order, it keeps the conversation centered, it helps to prioritize which ones you're going to address first. What's the fourth thing?
And the fourth one is it helps them to discover, and you to discover, what are some of the rooted issues or the rooted challenges that are contributing to why they're there to see you. Oftentimes, what they are describing to us are symptoms of deeper problem.
That's really good. So it helps us to get away from the surface problems and help them discover what's really causing.
Absolutely.
That's really good. Well, thank you so much for your time today, Donald. And looking forward to hearing from you guys and seeing you guys next week for our next session on Pastoral Care Ministry Team Podcast.